Eliana, I'd like to tell you something. It's real, real, real important. Yes, you're going to like it. Because it's good news. It's about Jesus. And that's good news. But first you have to know that we up there above that pretty blue sky and the white clouds, there's someone up there that loves you very, very much. And his name is God. And he loved you so much that he just had to think of something that he could do that would help you so you could be able to come up and be with him someday. But the thing is, we've got a problem because we have sin down here on earth. And sin is bad things, and it hurts people, and that can't go up to heaven. So God so loved us that he sent a son, not a little girl, but he has a little boy. Yeah, and he loved us so much that he, isn't that something? That he sent his son down here to make a way so that you and I can be good without any sin and go up to be in heaven with him. Now his name is Jesus. Jesus never had any sin. He's just like God. He is God. So Jesus came down and he was born down here in a little boy body. Yeah, just like you. You're going to like Christmas because that's when Jesus came down to live down here and show us how to be good because there's somebody else down here on earth and his name is the devil. And he's Satan, and he does not like God, and because God loves us, he doesn't like us, and so he tries to make us do bad things. I bet right now, once in a while, Mommy wants you to do something and you don't want to do it. Yeah, but you do it anyhow. We all do that. We're all like that. We're all sinners, but Jesus didn't ever sin the whole time he's down there. He grew up to be a man just like Daddy. And then he paid the price for our sin because he knew that somebody had to make it so that to take that sin or we would never get to go to heaven. After he grew up to be a man like Daddy, he went to the cross and he shed his blood on the cross. Now that's, you're going to remember this as Good Friday when Jesus is on the cross. All your life you're going to hear about Good Friday. And he suffered and died and shed his blood so that we could be covered with his blood. Yeah. Make us good and clean and holy so we can go to heaven to be with him. So he died on Good Friday and they buried him in a tomb. And then 3 days after they put him in the tomb, he rose up from the dead. And that's hard for you to understand, but that's what happened. Yes, he came up out of he took victory over the devil, over death, hell, and the grave. Yes, he did. So he said, will you say, I'm sorry, Jesus. Will you please forgive me and cover me with your blood and wash me clean inside? That's the bad part. Jesus comes inside of us and lives inside of you. Guess what happened? 3 days after Good Friday, Jesus rose up from the dead. Aha. Yes, he did. With victory over death, hell, and the grave. Yeah. That's called Easter, and you'll be remembering Easter all your life, because that's our victory day. Yes. Yeah. But when you leave this little body, now there comes a time when you'll leave your body. Yes, you'll leave your body, and you'll go to be with Jesus. Right in that very second, when you leave your body, you're right up in heaven with Jesus. But they put your body in a grave. That was your soul. It goes to heaven. Eliana, what's real about Eliana goes to heaven. Goes up to instantly, right away, to be with Jesus. The bodies are put in the grave. But you're not there. You're not down in that graveyard. No. No, neither's Grandpa. Out at Grandpa's grave, he's not there. Our souls go to be with Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. So you don't ever have to be afraid. You just right away, you go right in. But what happens, someday Jesus is going to come back and he's going to resurrect everyone up out of the grave that belongs to him. If you belong to Jesus, your body is going to come up. You're already up there with the glorified body. He's going to glorify this body. Right this very body that Mommy gave birth to, Jesus is going to glorify it. So you can be in heaven with Jesus forever. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's good news. That's the gospel. That's the good news of the gospel. It's all because Jesus loves us. And do you ever notice how happy people are that know Jesus? People that love Jesus are happy. They're happier than people that don't love him. Because the old devil never quits trying to make us not go to heaven. He never gives up on us, long as we live. So you can know that you're going to have to say, no, I'm not going to do that, old devil. You just try to trick me so I'll miss going up there to be with Jesus forever. So I just want to encourage you. This is a long time before you'll know all these things, that Grandma loves you. And now tell you what, I'm going to be up there waiting for you. Yes, I am. Oh, I'm going to be watching Eliana down here on earth, and I'm going to say, uh-oh, just look. Look what she's doing for Jesus. No wonder she's so happy. She's being a good girl on purpose. You have to make a choice. Yes, yes, you do, darling. And he'll do that as long as you're down here on this earth. But you just make the right choice, and you'll make Jesus happy. You'll make Mommy and Daddy happy, and you'll make me happy. I'll be waiting for you, sweetheart. I love you. I'm going to be praying for you forever till we're together. I love you. Thanks for letting me talk to you. Oh, I got so happy. I'm happy right now.